put it in the loft. In my loft is full. My daughter furnished an apartment from my loft. Yeah, she just moved out away from home in January. She's going to school in Mobile and we're trying to work. And she goes to the loft. They love that loft.
Continuous source of goods. Anything in particular you would call things like that? You say, I have a lot of old lying around my house.
Just, they're my treasures. They're my life. I've accumulated those over a lifetime.
Would you ever call something like that junk?
No, not my stuff.
What would that be to you?
To me, whenever I just replaced anything, I don't have junk.
Yeah.
And a lot of the stuff that I've gotten out of Mama's loft for the children, you know, some of our stuff that, like my, handmade cradles and stuff that were ours. They went from her loft up to back to my loft, and they're there for my, you know, but there I don't ever call it junk.
Well, let's say people who do have something that you would consider junk. Ever heard of them setting aside a separate room in the house where they would store that stuff?
No, I never knew anybody that had an extra room.
Junk room or storage?
Yeah, no, I have heard people say junk room.
Yeah.
But most of the time when I heard it referred to as junk room, I have a friend that does that, but the junk room used to be where they do their ironing, have their ironing board and their ironing and stuff like that. And of course, they'd call it a junk room.
Let me ask you about this expression. Say when you get up early in the morning, I don't know if you do this or not, but you might put her around the house and straighten something up here, dust around a little bit there. What would you say you were doing?
You know, I'm drawing a blank.
Okay. Or it might be a full scale operation. Mm-hmm. You know, the time has come. This house is a disaster.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to do something about it.
What do I do? We shovel out. Open the door and shovel out. That's shovel out day is Saturday every day because we live all week long.
Okay. Well, what about something like she's cleaning up the house? Would that be pretty commonly used?
Well, yeah.
Cleaning.
Just cleaning.
Have you ever heard something like she's tidying up, she's picking up the house?
Yeah, well, they use that down here, picking up.
It's kind of an when you think
about it, it's
pretty strong.
Well, my 17-year-old says we just shovel out a week's accumulation.
Right. Well, say when you're cleaning up this thing that you say sweep the sweet hardwood floors with, you just call that a
just sweep.
Okay.
Just clean.
And the thing you do it with, that would be with a wooden handle.
It's the broom.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever seen one that was made not with a wooden handle, but entirely out of straw?
Yeah, we did whenever. But we didn't use those. Not for house. We used those for yard.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. You didn't, in the days that I was growing up, what they called a yard broom. Used to make them. And you didn't have grass in your yard. Grass was unheard of. Grass was not a nice thing.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. You swept the yard as well as you did the house. My grandmother was a fanatic on that thing. And if a blade of grass showed up in that yard, you had to pull that blade of grass up. And you swept that yard just like you did a house, probably better.
Hmm. Sure.
But she didn't like grass. And most of the houses in those days, they just didn't want grass.
The stuff that kind of broom was made out of, the one entirely of straw, was that called anything in particular? Was it,
We made ours out of myrtle branches. And that's all. She just got to tell us to go get some, you know, some myrtle brush.
Have you ever heard people talk about broom straw as a particular kind
of straw? Yeah, but we don't have the straw down. We don't have that particular type of straw in this area.